Hello, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. I am so excited you're here today and grateful that you've taken about 5 to 6 minutes of your time to hear a prayer. It just shows that you are intentional about your relationship with God, and that makes me excited, super excited. Some of you are listening to Pray Every Day on my website, marydemuth.com. To learn how to get the podcast on your phone, you can go to marydemuth.com/subscribe. On that phone and walk through the simple steps. This will ensure that you won't miss an episode. You can also download it on the Overcast app, and it's available on Alexa, which is super exciting. So you can have that Pray Every Day by just asking Alexa to open it up for you. So anyway, today we are praying for you. I am praying for you according to Matthew 5, Sermon on the Mount, verses 27 and 28 in the New American Standard Version. It says this: "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is a hard one. I pray for the person today who has been a victim of adultery, where they, their spouse has cheated on them, and they are in that very dark place of trying to figure out if they should continue on, forgive, and move on with the spouse, or to walk away. Lord, would you send wise counselors into their lives? Would you help them to experience you in the midst of this very traumatic event? And thank you, Jesus, that you know what it's like to be hurt and betrayed. And so, Lord, would you just be tender and kind to the person who has experienced adultery? Such a difficult thing. And I just spend some time right now praying for all marriages. Lord, that you would put a hedge of protection around marriages today, that those who are struggling in their marriages would turn to you instead of turning to someone else outside the marriage. And Lord, that can mean all sorts of things. It could be a coworker, it could be flirting with someone online, it could be an old flame from high school, or whatever the temptation that's there. Your word promises us that there's no temptation that is, you know, that is uncommon. We all have common temptations that happen all the time, but you will always provide a way of escape. And so, Lord, I pray for the person right now who is thinking strongly about betraying their marriage by entering into another relationship, and I pray that you would stop them. I pray that you would help them to open their eyes to what kind of destruction it is to choose someone other than your mate. And Lord, this scripture is not about committing adultery. It's about lust. And so, Lord, I pray for those, and I've done this before in praying for people that have been in bondage to porn, but I just continue to pray that today for those who are bound by lust, who cannot stop lusting after other folks. And lusting after, let's just bring it down to brass tacks here, lusting after things we do not have. Because it's not necessarily that we always lust after people, but we lust after position. We lust after anything we don't have that we want. We lust after prestige and fame, and we lust after money. And so, Lord, when we look on those things with lust in our eyes, we are breaking your commandments. So, Lord, help us to major on that, not minor on it. And help us to really revere the relationships in our lives in such a way that we protect them, that we place boundaries around ourselves so that we will not enter into temptation, or that it will make it difficult for us to enter into temptation. And, Father, really, the reason that we don't is because we love you. But the other reason we don't is that we have friends in our lives, people who really love us and who truly, authentically know us, who hold us accountable. And so, Lord, for those people who are in that space of thinking of cheating and they don't have accountability around them, I pray that you would give them the guts enough to approach a friend and say, "I'm just about to do something that's going to ruin my marriage. Would you pray for me? I don't want to do it." We need each other. We cannot live this Christian life on our own. We cannot do it with our own strength, and we cannot keep secrets. You know those secrets. We're not going to pull the wool over your eyes. We think that we can get away with having secrets, but they will come out. And so, Lord, I pray that you would provide people in our lives who will love us through the secrets, who will gently but powerfully nudge us toward you, who will hold us accountable for when we're straying off the path, and will love us enough to tell us the truth. Lord, I know those are hard friends to come by, but I know that you're big enough to provide them. So I pray for the person listening today who feels alone and wants to do this thing, that you would provide a friend who will be that cautionary tale or will hold them accountable for what they may want to do. So Lord, we love you. We want to have fidelity with our friends. We want to have fidelity with our spouses. We want to have fidelity with every familial relationship, and we want to have fidelity in how we love you. So help us to live lives like that, and send us folks who will keep us on that straight and narrow. I pray all of this in your faithful name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you get to those places of temptation, I pray that you would, instead of going forward and doing them, to stop right now and ask the Holy Spirit to give you the power to say no to those temptations. You will be so grateful, and it will save you a lot of heartache in this life.